There are four Lansing City Council members who the media gains access to, and they will talk about anything, usually at any time, any place, and they'll be candid about it. And then there are four who don't do that. Derek Quinney is just one of the four. These people you can email and you can call and you can't get any response to. And I've heard this from other members of the media. Well, Carol Wood is one of those that you can get on the radio and you can talk with her, and she'll be very forthcoming, and we look forward to the opportunity to once again talk with Carol Wood. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, let's talk about last night's meeting. When I heard some of the details, I started wondering, does the city of Lansing have a challenge with competition, with hearing all sides of every story and allowing all to have equal opportunity? Because once again, the competition thing reared its ugly head when Consumers Energy complained that they didn't have an opportunity to compete for business. And I wanted you to be able to talk about that.
Well, currently the airport is using consumers' power for their electric service. Part of the 425 agreement, and this is similar to many of the 425 agreements that we have, talks about utilizing the Board of Water and Light, which is a publicly owned facility by the taxpayers of the city of Lansing. Part of what that does is generate revenue for this public-owned utility that keeps our rates lower. And so in negotiating this and the fact that we are adjacent, Lansing is adjacent to this, and it wouldn't be difficult to make sure that the board was the electric user for this particular facility, was why that was negotiated in there. But part of it also said that what currently was being utilized by Consumers Power that could continue to be utilized by Consumers Power. So if there's no growth, which we hope that isn't so, I mean, that was the whole purpose of the 425 agreement, but if there's no growth, there's not going to be a change in the utilities.
Is that fair, or is that good business?
Well, again, when you're looking at it from a publicly owned utility that we in the city of Lansing own, I believe it is. Our allegiance, as much as we appreciate the work that Consumers Power does and the other things that they offer in our community, we believe that we are that monopoly here in the city of Lansing.
From your perspective, why shouldn't the Davenport University have gotten an opportunity to present in public a presentation on why they should partner with the city of Lansing in the Oliver Towers building?
Well, just to make it clear, I think one of the misnomers that's out there is, one, we had this discussion in a committee of a whole meeting. At that particular time, at least my vote, to say no to allowing for a public hearing was we had 45 minutes of discussion. We found out in that 45 minutes that there was someone else that was interested in the same piece of property. There were a number of questions that were asked of the Lansing Housing Commission that didn't have the answers at that particular time. And I don't believe that it was a no vote against Davenport. It was a no vote at that particular time. I want you, Tony, to think about it that you're selling a house. Your house is up for sale. You have someone that comes and makes an offer to switch homes with you. And knocking on the door as you're talking about this, somebody walks in and says, I want to offer you $2.5 million. You got 45 minutes to decide what to do. I think you'd want a little more time to make sure that you were doing the right thing for your family. I was looking at what was the right thing for the taxpayers. We were very respectful on council to Davenport. It was not, we didn't have the rhetoric out there that came out from the administration. More than willing to have additional discussions with them, but I think it was We have somebody knocking there with a piece of paper saying that you're willing to pay money for this at a time when we're looking at the budget constraints that we are. The fact that this is an employer that has 3,000 employees and over 20,000 students in the city of Lansing, that you can't just say no at this particular time. And and some of us talked about, in fact, we even received a letter from the chamber, which asked us to do an RFP, which is a proposal, bid proposal out there that allowing it to be public. So I think there were a lot of competing interests at that particular time when that vote was taken.
Okay, before I went to that 45-minute meeting for to determine when I had to make a decision to sell my home, I do my homework and make sure I knew all the numbers and knew all the data prior to that. But I would also take into account the additional tax revenue, the many people, the many dollars that would be generated as compared to what we're getting now. And it would seem that the upside is a lot better than the downside.
Well, both of these entities are non-tax-paying entities, so there wouldn't be any property tax on either one of these. As far as income tax that could be generated from them, LCC, again, in first discussing it with them with this cash offer, said that they intend to build there. We asked for additional information as to what you were going to build, when you were going to build it, and a number of those things that were asked during the meeting, and we're supposed to be receiving more information on those.
The president of Davenport, Dr. Pappas, on this program said that he thought that this was political infighting and that he felt that the city did not want Davenport University to expand in Lansing and didn't want Davenport. Well, how would you respond to that if that's true?
Well, one, I think you and the media will understand that most of the rhetoric came from other people. It didn't come from council, whether those that supported it or didn't support it. This was not something that we were out there in the media saying one way or another that we didn't like Davenport. That absolutely was not something that was coming from us. There are other pieces of property that could be considered and could be talked about with Davenport so that they can stay. They made the choice to pull out of after just 1 week, and I think, again, part of it is it's just like when you're, again, I go back to the family part of it, Tony, when you're having difficulties with your children and your wife, when you walk out the door and you're at the church, you're not fighting. And, you know, some of those things that came out in the press, I don't think helped the negotiations with Davenport or the public or the fact that in the future, what future developers might think of wanting to do business in the city of Lansing.
Well, as an outsider, it looks like, and we talk with Lisa Webb Sharp several times about this topic, it seems like there wasn't communication between the board and the mayor's office and both these entities. And it would seem to me, and call me crazy if you will, but it would seem to me we would want Davenport to have a larger imprint on the city, and that keeping them here and finding someplace else for them to go since Oliver Towers has been squashed, it would seem like that would have to be at the top of our agenda.
Oh, I absolutely agree. There's a number of sites that when asked, I have recommended. One is the Boar's Head Theater. At that time when that was purchased, the city owns that. When that was purchased, it's near the Davenport currently, their campus, was to build a parking ramp for the Lansing State Police. Since then, we've learned that because of the different parking configurations, it's not needed. We also own the property at the corner of Martin Luther King and Hillsdale. You have the Ide property that's next to Constitution Hall that's been vacant for years, and nothing's been developed there. You have the school district building on Kalamazoo. So I absolutely, I believe that there are other properties still in the downtown area that would allow Davenport to expand and still be part of our community, and would hope that the administration, working with EDC, would continue to have negotiations with them.
Thank you for coming on the show, Carol.
You're welcome.